So you can see that they're not afraid of the boat. This is really important that that we don't chase them. We have rules here for dolphin and whale watching in the Azores. We must always go slowly, always approaching the group from behind and slightly to the side. So never head on and never going at speed. So also for the whales, that we can approach to 50 meters. If they want to come closer to us, that's fine, but it has to be on their terms. The important word is respect. They are wild animals and we are seeing them in their natural environment. The best way to see them, not in a swimming pool, for example, when they are trained, they are basically very unhappy. They have a very short and miserable life in captivity. It's only about 10% of their normal lifetime. So you've done a good thing by coming out to see them in the wild.
Mitten auf dem Atlantik. Alle. Hier sind 15 bis 17 Leute an Bord und alle sind ganz still und gespannt und knipsen Delfine, die um uns, um dieses Schiff herum schwimmen und aus dem Wasser hüpfen. Und das Boot schaukelt ziemlich.
Sometimes like this just for fun, sometimes as a feeding technique, slapping their body on the surface to scare fish beneath the surface in a certain direction, and sometimes they do high jumps to try and impress a mate as well. So they're very social animals. They spend their entire life together in groups, usually it's family groups, so closely related individuals. They do everything together, and they often work together in a group. For example, when they are feeding, they cooperate in the hunting. They communicate with each other so that they can surround a school of fish, all working together. They use whistles to kind of talk to each other like a language. So sometimes we can see this feeding right at the surface. They feed in this area mostly on mackerel, a very small fish. During the summertime is when they have their babies. So like us, they give birth to life young, but it's here out in the ocean, so usually another female will help to bring the baby up to the surface to breathe. Like us, they are mammals, so they have to breathe air. You can see they have a hole, a blowhole on top of the head to breathe air, so they have lungs like us. So each female will have one baby or one calf every 2 years on average, every 2 or 3 years. Then the baby is breastfeeding for about a year before it learns to hunt fish with the adults. This species is about 25 to 30 years. The larger ones can live longer. Doing research, so we're not just watching the animals, we're also trying to learn more about them. So inside the cabin upstairs, we're recording some basic information, what kind of species we're seeing, the group size, the behavior, the position, exactly where they are, and the number of boats to see if that has any effect. Then we also take a lot of photos. That's why you see me with the camera. It's a little bit difficult for these species, but for other species, we can recognize the individuals by marks on their fins or on their tails. And we take photos of these marks, and then we catalog them. We keep track of the individuals that we see. For example, with the sperm whale, the cachalot or the potwal, we can take photos of the tails, and the edge of the tail is like a fingerprint. Each one is unique. We have a catalogue with more than 200 sperm whales that we recognize from San Miguel, and some of these same whales have been seen around the other islands of the Azores, also Madeira, the Canary Islands, and even as far north as Norway. So then we can learn about their migration, the population size, to see over the years if we're seeing more or fewer whales. We do this with all species to try and get a better understanding of what's going on. And also the photos that I'm taking, Some of the best ones will be uploaded to our blog later on. We have a sightings blog every day, so you can have a look when you get home. You can see some photos from this tour that we have seen. So when we get back at the end of the tour, we will give you all a piece of paper with the link to the blog and also our Facebook page, so you can follow us for more updates and see photos from the exact tour that you've been on. Sizes are always different. Sometimes they come together into larger groups, sometimes they split up if they need to go further to search for food. Usually during the summertime we see the largest groups, several hundred or even more than 1,000 dolphins.
Und jetzt sind wir auf dem Rückweg, Volltempo. Ja, es geht jetzt ganz schön schnell. Das Boot kann ganz schön schnell und ganz schön laut. Und auch ganz schön schaukelig. Einigen ist hier auch ziemlich schlecht geworden. Wir wollen keine Namen nennen. War aber ein schöner Ausflug.